people, potential, technology.
She successfully scaled and built the Küsnacht practice in Switzerland, the world's finest luxury treatment clinic with an internationally renowned team of doctors, and built close relationships with very exclusive clients. Geraldine Matthews has been chief operating officer at the Küsnacht practice since December 2018. Originally from Montreal, Canada, Geraldine has been a manager in healthcare organizations since 2001. In September 2021, she opened the Geneva branch, the first ever branch of the Küsnacht practice, and was pivotal in its successful opening. Geraldine's clinical background, coupled with her strong people management skills, sales relationship building capabilities, coupled with her strong recruiting skills in the medical field, which include doctors, psychologists, nurses, and many more. Her positivity and enthusiasm have fueled highly functioning teams to outperform. For Geraldine, the client is always at the center of her work. Geraldine Matthews, welcome to the Swiss Capricorn podcast.
Thank you very much, Jacob.
Geraldine, I would like to start the conversation with the question I always ask my guests is, what was your first experience in the digital world? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember not having a computer when I was in high school. That I can remember. My kids remind me. I think, yeah, the first time I can remember that it was really impactful was when I was a nurse in the 90s, late 90s. I won't say the dates exactly. And yeah, we were working in an advanced university teaching hospital, but things were still done manually. You know, the blood work in the morning, which is the typical start of the day on a ward, was all checkmarked by the doctors, and we were writing labels by hand. And so you can imagine the risk of errors was high. And we moved to this digital where you could enter in the computer and then it would spit out the labels and we would label the tubes. It was, yeah, it was huge for us. We were just saved so much time and, yeah, made sure for safety reasons and errors were definitely reduced.
And Geraldine, you successfully scaled the Küsnacht practice from its early stage to a prospering company, flourishing company and business. What were the challenges at the beginning and throughout this process and all those years?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic company. And when we started, we were a handful of people. We all fit into one room. And as you're growing, I think it's really about finding the right people. That's definitely one of the most important things, and prioritizing also. When you're scaling, everything seems to be urgent and important, and we tend to forget to, you know, to prioritize and to make sure that the tasks that are being divided up are in the right places and that there's no, you know, two people doing the same thing. And I would say those are the main things. So
prioritizing and the urgency of task and then finding the right people, of course. Huh?
Exactly.
How would you say do business models change, or did it the business models you set up at the beginning, did it change over the course of time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were really, and we still are, addiction and mental health based. And as we grew, the expansion of services comes with it. You have more people, you have more, knowledge within the medical teams as well. So we were able really to expand our services, and the delivery of the service obviously really also went up, and the quality. The quality of the service with, really things being done much more in a structured way, having standard operating procedures in place. And I can say one of the models that we developed was in the continuing care. We really noticed that people could come for their initial stay. And then if we created different offerings, they would come back and stay with their teams and then also benefit from other improvements in their life, you know, whether it be longevity, wellness, weight loss, and so. Yeah.
So procedures, implementing procedures, quality and processes. Is there anything, if you look back into your time as a COO, is there anything that you would do differently?
Yeah, probably many things. The feeling of a scaling company is it's speed. It's going fast. It's like a treadmill that goes faster and faster. And I think I would suggest to take some timeouts, regular timeouts, away from the business, rethink, are we on the right path? Is this the right strategy? The expression slow down to speed up always comes to mind when I think about how I may have done things different.
Okay, so distancing once in a while from the business, getting a different perspective. I would like to dive into the candidate management and finding the right talent. You mentioned before the challenges of finding the right people. How did you deal with this kind of issue of finding the right people for the company?
Well, we're very lucky because Zurich is full of very high quality individuals. So we definitely screened and saw many, many, many applicants over the last 8 years that I've been there. It starts with obviously the type of clients that we are catering to. It really needs a special quality in terms of emotional intelligence and capacity to, interact with those people. So definitely the client-facing positions were even more important to get right. We screened applications, had people in, interviews, and we we started with job auditions, which was something especially for the client-facing roles, where people would spend a whole day with us in different departments, speaking with different team members, and then those team members would report on an internal system we had about their experience with that person. And generally, it was very indicative, because if you're trying to create that culture of inclusivity and understanding and partnership, people feel who the right people are. So it really helped us make the right decisions. Of course, we made some wrong ones as well.
And how can a company stay attractive also to this very competitive candidate market, job market?
I think it's really the culture and creating an environment of trust is like of utmost importance. The flexibility also that we give to our newcomers and our internal teams. And I think you definitely, in this type of business especially, have to create an environment for innovation, thinking outside the box, and making sure that there's a space for that to happen, whether it's, once a month, discussions, different groups, mixing also people from different teams to speak together to keep things exciting. Yeah, the status quo, I mean, we know it kills the motivation.
Mm-hmm. So innovative, being innovative, having space and mixing people up in teams.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I would like to also know, Geraldine, maybe what is your perspective of what do candidates need to do to stay competitive in the market? I mean, also, it's a very competitive market, as we know, but what can they do?
Being a lifelong learner, that mentality and that attitude, I think it really shows when people are continuously pushing themselves to understand things better. I mean, I've had several employees over the last years that just stand out in my mind as people who, never said, this is how it is. They just kept searching and researching. And with what's happening in the world today, all the changes in technology, you have to stay agile and, be responsive to change and demonstrate enthusiasm also. This is my favorite thing is when I'm, talking with somebody who works with us and they're just like excited and enthusiastic about a change or about something new that we're doing. And yeah, that keeps me motivated.
So lifelong learning and being enthusiastic, very important. I would like to also talk about the impact of AI in the job market. What do you think? What is your opinion? What kind of jobs will stay, will remain? Which jobs will disappear? And which new ones will be created?
Yeah, it's hard to say what will disappear, actually. I think it's definitely going to leave place for new job creation, because somebody will have to manage and sell these offerings. We've seen like incredible efficiency built into like admin tasks and precision medicine. The research is being, you know, really supported by AI. So I think for me, the possibilities seem to have no end. In healthcare, for sure, enhancing safety and quality. I mean, human error is human error and it exists. So I think definitely it'll help that and speed up, hopefully, research and cures for disease by being able to, you know, analyze millions and millions of data and being able to identify trends. It's definitely IT will play, I think, forever a very central role in the future. And so jobs in IT will be created, in sales, in managing these systems, and in identifying new strategies to use AI.
Mm-hmm. Geraldine, I would like to also ask you a personal question more concerning self-reflection. What is your personal superpower, the area you see yourself better than other people?
I think reading a room, you can go in sometimes and have an agenda of what you want to speak to a team about, but you need to feel that energy, what's happening in that room, and then you may need to change what you're, you know, how you're going to bring something, or maybe you need to start asking more questions when you feel it. So I really feel I have that strength, understanding what people need, and remaining transparent. You know, I think I really gained trust from the employees. And when you have trust, then people follow you. They follow your vision. They're willing to listen. When you have to do things that are less popular, the reactions are also very different. And so, yeah.
Is there a well-known personality, somebody that people know that you especially admire, and why?
Yeah, I admire many people. I have to say, I have followed a lot Indra Nooyi, who is as everybody knows, the CEO of PepsiCo for over a decade. And yeah, she overcame so many internal and external barriers in her career. And I love how she honestly talks about it and openly. And I can relate to her when she talks about her partner and the importance of, you know, being there for each other, having each other's backs. I mean, she had a huge job, and the support of her husband, and she supported him. She also said, like, we had to make decisions who was supporting who. They both had important careers. And I also like what she says about gender and the discrimination, and that she really fought hard against that. So, yeah, she's remarkable.
Is there a mission statement, a motto, or a credo you live by in your life?
Yeah, I stay true to myself and my values, and then I just feel you can't go wrong. Recently, I've been reminded that people will remember you not by what you did, but how you made them feel. And yeah, I like that as well.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I would like to conclude the interview with the question, how would AI have improved your life if you project yourself into the future, 2 years into the future? How would AI have improved your life?
Well, definitely by reviewing the texts that I write, because I write them and I put them through AI, and I'm like, this sounds so much better. Wow. So yeah, reviewing letters, I mean, getting information as well. Yeah, I like the idea of also in meetings, just having AI just set the priorities after, you know, you've had the meeting and the transcriptions are there. It really makes it extremely fast, which is fantastic.
Geraldine Matthews, Chief Operating Officer of the Küsnacht Practice. Thank you so much for this interview. Wish you all the best, and I'm looking forward to the next discussion with you.
Thank you so much, Jacob. It's been a pleasure.
Capricorn, connect people, potential, technology.